Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Tuesday, August 27th edition, and we got a massive 15-game banger on slate with some really good pitching, some nice spots to find bats. It should be a really, really crazy night as there's so many ways to go on this slate. Literally pick your poison, plant your flag, let's rock and roll. It's going to be a fun one. There's also a 7-game turbo slate if you want to shrink it down a little bit for you. But there's a lot of ways to go on this slate. There's going to be a lot of people double, triple, quadruple thinking things here. Just pick the ones you like. Let's rock and roll. Ownership should be spread out pretty good. The Quant Edge will have the ownership in the Discord chat around 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, as usual, for you over there to be a member of the Quant Edge. Right now, you can buy the NFL season pass for $149.99. It'll get you the last week of preseason and best ball. They have some season-long chats going on in there, and much, much more. Plus, the regular season for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba, get the rest of baseball free. So about 5 weeks, 6 weeks of baseball left. Get all that for free when you use promo code Bubba and buy the NFL season pass. So go check that out at quantedge.com. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It would help the podcast out a ton. All right, the totals on today's 15-game slates: Orioles, Nationals, 9.5. Pirates, Phillies, 10. Braves, Blue Jays, waiting on that one as the Blue Jays are using an opener. Cubs, Mets, 8.5. Reds, Marlins, 7. We haven't had a 7 in a long time, folks. We have a 7 or 7.5 on this slate. Indians, Tigers, 9.5. Cardinals, Brewers, 9. Twins, White Sox, 9. Rays, Astros, 7.5. Morton coming back to Houston to face Justin Verlander. That's a good one. If he is like pure pitching in baseball, that's a very, very good one. Oakland, Kansas City, 9.5. Red Sox, Rockies, 13.5 in Coors. D-backs, Giants, waiting on the total there. Rangers, Angels, 8. Dodgers, Padres, 8. Yankees, Mariners, 9.5. So some really, really good stuff to attack on tonight's slate. And I got three packs of four players. I got 10K and above. I got 7 through 9K and 6,500 and below. 10K and above. There were 7 guys in this range. I got you 4. I'm going to try to keep this as quick as possible. If I break down all 12 guys, we'll be here all night, all day, all night, period. But Justin Verlander, 12K, at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Verlander's always in play just for his amazing strikeout upside. The dude strikes out 35% of the batters he faces. It allows him to give up a 42% ground ball or hard contact rate and a massive fly ball rate. He gives up a lot of home runs. But when you have a 2.77 ERA and a 3 Sierra, which shows you're pretty much badass, and you face a Tampa Bay Rays team that can strike out a lot, $12,000 will be low-owned on tonight's slate because of all the other options. Really good cash game play. Tons of upside. Verlander is in play for you tonight. Patrick Corbin, 11-2. Very solid as well. Baltimore strikes out 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And Corbin's a -305 home favorite on this slate. By far and away the heaviest favorite on this slate. 28% K rate of his own. 48% ground ball rate of his own. We know Baltimore can strike out a ton and just really, really struggle against left-handed pitching. They have a 3.1 team total, lowest on the slate. Lefties 252, righties 309, and they have a 164 ISO versus lefties. Walker Buehler, $11,000 at the San Diego Padres is a very, very intriguing one here. Buehler's been outstanding this season. He's faced San Diego once this year. 9 innings, 115 Ks for almost 52 DraftKings points. Much better at home than on the road this season, I will say that much. Like, if you look at his last few road starts at Miami, he got you 5 points. At Washington, 8.8. At Colorado, -1.7. At Philly, he got you almost 20. But at home, he just dominates. A little shaky on the road there. You do get a San Diego team that he strikes out almost 27% of the time. So big boy upside there with Walker Buehler in this spot. and I think what the popular play will be, and he's a really, really, really good play on tonight's slate, is Luis Castillo down to $10,000 at the Miami Marlins. He's faced Miami once this year, 7 shutout innings of 8 Ks for 34 DraftKings points. He's just been a 20-point machine. He's gotten 4 of his last 5 20 points or more, in 7 of his last 10 20 points or more. Big-time strikeout upside. He's still always got to watch the walks when it comes to Luis Castillo, but they're below 10% now. He's got a 28.5% K rate, almost 55% ground ball rate, which is outstanding, pitching in pitcher-friendly Miami tonight. Miami team strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 3.2 team total, third lowest on the slate. You got a Fish team with a 280 WOBA and a 122 ISO versus righties. So Castillo's a really good play. When I rank my 4 guys up top here, it's Castillo 1, Corbin 2, Bueller 3, Verlander 4. Really good stuff there. Castillo might be very popular, but we'll see on a 15-game slate. Might not be a big deal at all. All right, 7 through 9K range. You got Andrew Heaney, $9,800, coming off a really, really nice start his last time out against at Texas, 45.6 DraftKings points. He had 23 against the White Sox prior to that. Well, he's back at home against Texas. The team he has dominated in a very, very hitter-friendly ballpark, comes to a little more of a pitcher-friendly ballpark. Texas strikes out almost 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Heaney, 29% K rate. Lots of fly balls, lots of hard contact. It's always his bugaboo. That's why that Texas start was very surprising, but maybe it was Heaney finding his groove. Texas, 3.7 team total. Lefties, 304. Righties, 296. Texas does hit lefties really well. A 330 woba, a 207 ISO. But this team's going through a lot of changes of late. A lot of young guys up, other guys sitting. So keep an eye on that. But Heaney at 98, very much in play. Yeah, Mike Soroka, $9,300 at the Toronto Blue Jays, stands out as a very interesting player. Toronto strikes at almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Soroka, 20% K rate, 55% ground ball rate. Really, really nice stuff there. Lefties, 325. Righties, 260. And then he got the Blue Jays team with a 211 or a 311 WOBA, which is average. A nice 207 ISO versus righties. But a lot of strikeouts in that lineup for Mike Soroka to pick on. He's there at 9,300. Jeff Samardzija, $8,300 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is strictly like an at-home play. Mike Fiers is interesting. Caleb Smith was interesting. But I went Samardzija. He got a D-backs team that strikes out a little over 20% of the time versus righties. Samardzija, 21% K rate, 37% ground ball rate. Lefties, 330. Righties, 296 versus Samardzija. But he's been very, very good at home this year. If you need a mid-tier option, he's there. And then I think another popular play tonight, and a really, really good one. So I was really surprised by his price. I think he was close to 9K his last time out. He was 8,900. Then he was 93, 93, 9,000, 87, 92, 88, 82. Then he was cheap. Back in June, he was cheap. Now, for some reason, Michael Pineda is $7,800 versus at the Chicago White Sox. He has faced him his last time out. 7 innings, 4 earned, 4 Ks for over 16 points. 16, 17, 13, 21, 16, 14, 30, 28. That's his last 8 starts. He's been very, very good. Faced the White Sox 3 times this year, averaging 22 points per start against the White Sox. At $7,800, you get a White Sox team that strikes out 25.5% of the time versus righties. To go with Pineda's 21% K rate, 37% ground ball rate. Lots to like here with Pineda. 4.4 team total for the White Sox. Lefties, 307. Righties, 303. Some reverse splits there, but a White Sox team, 310 WOBA, 158 ISO. Price tag confuses me big time. But I got Pineda 1, Heaney 2, Soroka 3, Shark 4 in this mid-tier range. Fiers and Caleb Smith were on the list. I just couldn't name every pitcher we had, but they could come into play for you as well. All right. In the 6,500 and below, likely the top play down here that's going to be uber popular is Adam Plutko. $6,500 at the Detroit Tigers. He's faced Detroit twice this year, averaging almost 11 DK points per start. He's got 16.5, 12.7, 5.5, 18.4 in his last 4, even a 20 if you go into his last 6. He's got some boomer bust potential, showing a little more boom than bust of late is Adam Plutko. And he faces the Detroit team that strikes out almost 27% of the time versus righties. Plutko's only got a 15% K rate, which really, really sucks. Gives up a lot of fly balls as well. So that's his bugaboo. Lots of fly balls, but he's pitching in Detroit, which is very, very nice. A Detroit team with a 4.5 team total. Lefties hit 341, righties only 297. And a Detroit team we already mentioned strikes out a ton versus righties, 290 WOBA, 149 ISO. Adam Plutko, very much in play for you this evening. A few others to gander on here. I was really shocked to see Adrian Hauser's price not go up. He's 52 last time out. He's 5K tonight. He's faced St. Louis twice this year, averaging 10.1 points per appearance. His last few starts, 21, 18, 33 in his last three starts. And he threw a 7 and then an 18 again. The dude's been outstanding. He's been a strikeout monster. When you break it down even farther, Hauser, St. Louis strikes out over 22% of the time versus righties. Hauser, 25% K rate, 55% ground ball rate. If you do the math there, at least for a 20% fly ball rate. That is outstanding for Adrian Hauser. And he faces a St. Louis team with a 4.2 team total. It's like 8th lowest on the slate. Lefties 314, righties 262 versus Hauser. And St. Louis has been very, very bad versus right-handed pitching this year. 311 WOBA, 165 ISO. You expected so much more from this offense. Adrian Hauser at $5,000 is a hell of a punt tonight. Like, if it doesn't work out, that's fine. But you got a legit guy at 5K with big-time 20-point upside against this Cardinals offense. Drew Smyly at 46. I have to mention this because the price point's silly and Pittsburgh is dreadful versus left-handed pitching. Smyly faced him once this year, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks for 24 DraftKings points. His last three starts, 7.5, 7.3, 6.8 at Boston. The Cubs, I'll let that go. At the Giants was a bit surprising. But then prior to that, 12.3, 27, 24, pitching really, really well since coming over to the Fighting Phils. At 4,600 bucks against a Pirates team that struggles tremendously versus lefties, he's definitely in play tonight. And then last but not least, this price blew me away. I know the A's are red hot. The prices came out before the A's beat them down last night. But Mike Montgomery coming in at 4K was a big shock. He was 42 last time I was shocked, and he got beat up at Baltimore. So that happened. But then when he was 52, he got you 19. When he was 5K, he got you 41. He was 4,800, he got you 16.5. The dude's got some big-time upside with this Kansas City team. Now he's stretched out, going 5 or more innings in 4 straight starts. He's just not a big strikeout guy. That's the big thing with Mike Montgomery. Not a huge strikeout guy. A strikeout over 21% of the time. Montgomery, 18% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. The A's have a 5.16 team total. Lefties 450, righties 358. A lot of that was earlier on. He's been very good for 4K. It's risky as hell versus Oakland. No sugarcoating that at all, but very much in play. So down below here, I got Plutko, Hauser, Montgomery, Smyly. So there's really good options in all these ranges. If I had to narrow it down a little bit for you, it's Castillo, Corbin up top. It's Pineda, and Heaney and Soroka are very close in the middle. Like, if you go Corbin, Castillo, Pineda, and then Plutko, Hauser, sticking those five, you can do a lot of damage tonight. And then Smyly and Montgomery just open up so much for your offense if you're willing to take the plunge. I know they're risky, but they're so cheap, and they've both shown big-time upside, big-time upside. And that's what you're looking for with punts, because not all punts show that type of upside. We've seen it more than once with those guys down below, and that's what you're looking for. Like, they've shown the ability to pitch like some of those guys in the 8 and 9K range. So that's what you're looking for when you go all the way down the 4K area. All right, let's get to the bats on this big 15-game slate. Catcher's position, Will Smith's always in play, but Quantrill, I respect. He's 5,200. You got the wind blowing out in Chicago between the Twins and the White Sox, 12 miles an hour. You got Pineda versus Giolito in that one, so that could be interesting. But Mitch Garver versus Giolito, GPP only. But JT Realmuto versus Steven Brault at 46, very nice play here. Realmuto's having a really good second half of the season. You can get to Steven Brault, that's for damn sure. The Phillies have a 5.2 team total. Lefties 284, righties 343 off Steven Brault. So keep an eye on Realmuto in that matchup. Gary Sanchez versus Kikuchi at 45. Nice GPP look for you there. Yeah, Osmani Grandal versus Mikolas at 43. We know Miles likes to pitch well at home. On the road, he pitches really bad, and lefties hit 357 on the season versus Mikolas. So Grandal could be a nice catcher option there for you at 43. Sliding on down the list, Omar Narvaez versus Tanaka at 41. Very, very nice look there. Seattle, 4.2 team total. Lefties 319, righties 304. We know Tanaka's son can give up the long ball with the best of them. So Narvaez at 41 in play for you on this one. A few others to take a peek at when you drop below 4K. Maybe a Josh Fegley at 35 versus Montgomery. You could go there for some cheapy action. Troy Walters at only 3,400 with Rick Porcello and Coors, a very nice value in that one. I like that quite a bit for value, actually. If you just want to say screw it, 34 with Walters is in play for you. John Hicks at 32 versus Plutko. A lot of righty power off of Plutko this season, if you want to check that one out. And then other than that, you're just going to go for your punts. You know, Martin Maldonado's actually had some pretty good numbers. He's $2,800. He's had good numbers versus Morton, which is very surprising. We'll see that when we get to BVP. Other than that, kind of check your pricing and your lineups when they come out. First base, you got Belly Bombs at 56, but give me some Freeman and Toronto at 52. Really good spot there. Font opening. Not sure who the backup guy is going to be just yet. Usually it's, I believe it's Pruitt, I believe, but not 100% there. Either way, not a great pitcher, great hitter's ballpark. Freeman at 52. Very good look for you there. Mark Conn at 5K is a great play. 13 more points last night. He has double-digit points in four straight. He has double-digit in five of his last six and eight of his last nine. Playing really great. He was the AL Player of the Week last week. In his last 10 games, hitting .452 with five home runs. Really good stuff there for Mark Conn. He's 5K versus Mike Montgomery. If you're not using that Montgomery punt we mentioned, he's been given a lot of contact. So a guy like Conn at 5K, very solid in that approach. Carlos Santana, $4,800 for Spencer Turnbull. The Bulls been getting the horns himself lately. Cleveland total of five. Lefty's 347. Righty's 303. So Santana below 5K, not bad either. Matt Olson in a GPP versus Montgomery. Don't hate that at $4,800. Eric Thames at 47 versus Mikolas. Mentioned him as a GPP yesterday. Put up 15 points for you. 15-0, 14-18, 5-10 over his last six. He's been productive, very GPP relevant. Mentioned lefties versus Mikolas, especially on the road. So Eric Thames worth a gander. Reese Hoskins at 45 versus Brault. He's been so damn bad. But GPP-wise, I don't hate it versus Steven Brault. Jose Abreu, if you're not using Pineda, Abreu at 43, wind blowing out to right. We mentioned some of the reverse splits. Pineda, lefty's 307, righty's 333. We know Pineda can give up the long ball with the best of them, and Jose Abreu can hit him as well. So 43 for Abreu, solid GPP play for you. They'll probably get overlooked on tonight's slate. Vogelbach in the GPP at 41, looking for that home run versus Tanaka, not bad. Could definitely see that as an option. Sam Travis, if he gets to start for Boston, really good spot here. Garcia's making his debut for Colorado in this one. Rico Garcia. Boston's got a 6.7 team total. The righty Garcia debut. He pitched great in AA. AAA got an ERA over 7. So he's a prospect of theirs, but you know how Rockies pitching prospects go. You never know what happens, but you give me Sam Travis at 4K in Coors versus a rookie making his debut in Colorado. That's extreme value on this slate. Really, really good value. Dropping below 4K, Mike Ford, I mentioned him yesterday as a GPP dart. He went deep twice, 30 points, 30 and 21 in his last two. He's going to be GPP relevant a lot, but it's lefty-lefty tonight, so be careful on that one. But Ford at 38, again, I'm not going to say he's still in play just because the Yankees are that dominant. You never know, get that bullpen in play, what can happen after that. Other than that, if Yonder Alonso makes the start for Colorado, he's only 36 in Coors versus Rick Porcello. He has not been playing great, but it's a super cheap Coors field price to keep an eye on. And then other than that, there's probably a few more down here, but just see what pops up. 15-game slate, there's going to be a lot of names that will not be mentioned. That's why you join TQE and come to the member Discord. That's why you come to the Fantasy Sports Degen Slack chat. Check all the goods out there. Second base, Keston here at 55, GPP for Shizzle. Max Muncy at 51 has been just crushing baseballs. Gets the righty Quantrill. Very interesting matchup there. Moustakas day-to-day. Tommy Edman if you're stacking, but 5K is an expensive Edman price. Not a big fan of that. So pretty much maybe Muncy up top here. Otherwise, I'm going to save some cash at second base. Gleyber Torres went deep yesterday at 48 for his Kikuchi. That's a solid play for you there. But Ryan McMahon at 47 is probably my favorite play up top. Went deep again yesterday, two-run homer. Really playing well of late, even on the road. Now he's at home versus Rick Porcello. You got a Rockies team with a 6.18 total. Lefty's 339, righty's 322 off Porcello. 47 for McMahon's very solid in that matchup. Eduardo Escobar at 44 is not bad, but Ozzie Albies down to $4,300 in Toronto is a great price point. In a bit of a slump, only hitting $125 over his last 10. Still averaging 6 points over that time frame. 7-0, 16-10 over his last 4. Maybe he's starting to get it going here after some goose eggs. But $4,300, great price tag and a phenomenal matchup for the Bravos. Yeah, really, really good spot for the Braves. So Albies at 43, take advantage of the value while you can. Yeah, Johnny VR versus Corbin. Corbin's been pitching great this year, so it's not a must-use VR night like usual, but if you want to get weird and roll with that hot bat, I'm not going to tell you not to. A few others down here you could take a peek at. Brock Holt and Coors at 4K. Getting some nice, cheap value for Boston here. This is going to be interesting to see the ownership of those ones because that's just good stuff. Ronnie Rodriguez of Detroit's $3,900 starting to hit again. 282 over his last 10 with 3 home runs. Averaging 8.5 points over those 10 games. $3,900 versus Adam Plutko. He's second base shortstop eligible. If you need some value, you can look there. Brian Dozier at 39. I usually target him versus lefties, but he's facing Aaron Brooks and then the Baltimore bullpen. Baltimore pitching is that bad. You could target pretty much anybody. So Doge at 39 in play. The Nats have a 6.4 team total, highest total not in Coors Field. Lefties 387. Righties 342 versus Aaron Brooks. Good spot there for Doge. You go down even farther here. You know, you got Kipnis at 37 versus Turnbull. Very good value. Jurickson Profar went deep yesterday. He's 3,700 tonight. Hitting 250 with he hit that Jimmy Jack last night, but 27, 11, 15 in his last three. Switch hitter should have some fun versus Montgomery and the Royals tonight at 3,700. Luis Arias at 36 versus Giolito. If you have to, you can go there. Kevin Biggio at 35 has been ice cold, but I always love his GPP upside and his value he brings to the table. Chad Pinder versus a lefty at 34. Very appealing as well for the Athletics. Third base, Devers in Coors at 58 might be too cheap. This is a phenomenal matchup versus Garcia making his debut. $5,800, really, really good play. You got Arenado at 56, not bad. Rendon at 55. It's like if you don't want Devers, I'm totally cool with paying down to Rendon in an equally good matchup, just not in Coors Field against Brooks. Rendon's averaging over 14 points in his last hit, 422 with 3 homers, 5 doubles. Coming off a 29-point outing against the Cubs on Sunday, the dude's been just crushing it this season, hitting 330 on the year, 29 homers, 104 RBIs, $5,500 versus Brooks, really good spot for him there. Josh Donaldson, if you're stacking the Braves, don't forget him, but stack only. Matt Chapman went deep yesterday, 48 versus Montgomery, very nice look there. Usually you'll have a lot of people go back to a team like the A's after they went off last night, but with Coors in play, with the Nats versus the Orioles, the A's might still come in a little low-owned, which could be sneaky nice. If you're not using Michael Pineda, Yoan Moncada, really good spot here. We know he's got tons of power, loves to use it. He could flex it on Pineda. $4,700 GPP play. Very, very nice. A few more. Kyle Seager at 45, definitely in play versus Tanaka, the way he's swinging the hot stick. Jeromel Cabrera at 42 will get overlooked on this slate because you'll have Rendon on the big boys up top. Cabrera's hitting 355 over his last 10, averaging over 11 points. Over his last 10 games, $4,200 gives you big savings and still a piece of that Nats offense versus Aaron Brooks. So something to keep in mind there. Hunter Dozier down to $4,100. He was outfield eligible with third base yesterday. Today he's just third base eligible. 41 versus Fires. Eugenio Suarez versus the lefty Caleb Smith. I respect Caleb Smith, but you can get Suarez at 4K. He had a Jimmy Jack yesterday. Keep an eye on him. A few others down here. Again, Arias versus Giolito at 36 if you have to. Fletcher at 36 versus Minor if you have to. I'm not in love with those plays at all. It's really not much down here. Marvin Gonzalez at 33. Sean Rodriguez at Philadelphia at 33 versus Brault. He does mash lefties, so that's something to keep in mind if you need to go there. But not a ton of value down below at the third base position. Shortstop, Bogarts and Coors at 57 is very, very nice. So is Trevor Story. But give me some Trey Turner at 54. We've been riding Trey for quite a while. He's really, really been getting it done, especially cash games, but averaging over 13 his last 10, 17, 19, 5, 12, 10, 3, 21, 12, 21, 13. So productive there at $5,400 in a great spot against Baltimore tonight. Bo Bichette, the way he's hitting everybody, he's always at least a GPP play, but I'll take Trey Turner tonight and some Xander Bogarts. Or you go below 5K and you get a discount on a guy like Frenchy Lindor, who should be over 5K pretty much every night. Really good matchup tonight versus Spencer Turnbull. So a nice value with Lindor, who might get overshadowed by some of these names above him. So you might be able to sneak him by some low ownership. Gleyber Torres at 48. Mentioned Marcus Semien as a great play yesterday. 34 DraftKings points. Averaging over 13 in his last 10. Dude crushed it last night. Great spot again tonight against Montgomery at 4,700. You got Paul DeDong, who went deep yesterday. He's 46 versus Hauser in a GPP. Don't hate that at all. Gene Segura has been raking lefties this year. He's $4,300 versus Brault. Big fan of that one. Hopefully Segura gets it going. For the discount, you got Polanco versus Giolito at 42. But J.P. Crawford at 42 versus Tanaka. I like the upside in this one. Crawford averaging 9 over his last 10. Put up a goose egg last night with a 5, 12, 18, 18, 9, 14. Prior to that, for $4,200 versus Tanaka. Definite upside in that matchup for you. Javi Baez has been in a massive slump. But he's only 4K versus Marcus Stroman. If you're feeling frisky, the upside's definitely there. You got Dansby Swanson at 3,900 versus Font. Really good price tag. Yesterday was his first day off the IL. Now he gets to go to Toronto for $3,900. Like that quite a bit. Freddie Galvez for Caleb Smith at 38 for some value. You could look that direction. Corey Spangenberg for Milwaukee, the left-handed back, put up a 12 spot yesterday. 12-5-0 in his three appearances since coming up with the Brew Crew. Always had a little bit of power there. Nice left-handed bat to put versus Mikolas for only $3,700 if you're looking for some savings. Don't hate that at all from Spangenberg. Then other than that, like Jose Iglesias is 34 versus Caleb Smith. Andrelton Simmons is 34 versus Miner. Dylan Moore went deep yesterday for Seattle. He's always got a little bit of pop. He's 34 versus Tanaka. So you'll find some guys down here. Willie Adames is 31 versus Verlander. That's crazy cheap. Like Ryan Goings at 3K versus Pineda. Not the worst of punts if you need to. Outfield position. Christian Yelich, 58 versus Mikolas. Great. Blackman, great. Just Dongs Martinez, 56. Make sure he's in the lineup with no DH, but that's a great play. Of course, they're 5K and above. They're all going to be great, Bubba. Mookie Betts and Coors. But Juan Soto at 54, he's just as good as all those guys against Aaron Brooks. I'd be going there to pivot off of the Coors action. Really good look there. So is Starling Marte at 52. He can mash lefties and righties. Get some Drew Smiley action tonight. Marte will be overlooked at 52. Not bad either. Bryce Harper went deep yesterday. We mentioned that here. Bryce Harper at 51 for Steven Brault. Don't hate it because you'll get to the Pittsburgh bullpen hopefully sooner than later with Brault on the bump. Woe Nelly at 5K. GPP only, but he's had some decent power numbers versus Giolito in his career. Mark Canha at 5K I like a lot. So like Soto, Marte, Canha, really sneaky ones up here. They're all great plays at 5K and above. I'm not going to tell you not to play any of these guys. They're all phenomenal plays and great matchups. They're pretty much stackability. But if you're one-offing it and you want to be different, Soto, Marte, Canha is where I'd be looking in this 5K and above. Even Adam Eaton at 5K, people are going to say it's way too expensive. Don't forget he's facing Baltimore people. Baltimore has already set the single-season record for home runs allowed this season. And we have like 5.5 weeks left. We have, I think, at least 30-plus baseball games left. And they've already set the record. So you target Baltimore. If you haven't figured that out by now, well, I appreciate you continuing to listen, but you target Baltimore. A few other ones to take a peek at. Aristides Aquino at 48 GPP. Sure. Where'd he go? Just looking at all these freaking red dots all over the place now. Corey Dickerson at 46 in a moonshot last night. I don't mind him lefty-lefty because, again, bullpen will come into play at 46. You can look there for Shizzle. Aaron Judge at only 45 versus Kikuchi. Very solid. Max Kepler in a GPP with the price down to 44. I don't hate it versus Giolito. There's so much good pitching tonight. You're going to find a lot of value, so that's why it'll get interesting to see how it differentiates. But like Dexter Fowler, really, really playing well of late if you're not using Hauser. Fowler's a good just like cash game play, 10, 15, 8, 2, 16, 7, 17, $4,400, leading off for the Cards. I really like Victor Robles at 44 in that battle. He's averaging over 12 his last 10. Over his last 10 games, hitting 293, three doubles, a homer, 5 stolen bases. That's the big thing. He's getting on. He's running like wild. 15-2, 21-15. It's like having a second Trey Turner in that lineup for $1,000 cheaper. Just hits towards the bottom of the order instead of the top. But Robles at 44, really good value in that one. Kevin Pillar at 44, the way he's swinging it, I don't mind him in a GPP for sure. Willie Calhoun at 43, it's lefty-lefty, but I don't mind. He's already taken him deep at least once in his career. He's swinging a really hot stick at 43, and no one will own him. Same with Austin Meadows. No one will own him versus Verlander. Verlander's good for like 1 to 3 home runs to start. Meadows at 42, very good contrarian GPP play. If you're really feeling like getting weird on the slate, Meadows is a good one. That's a guy usually around 5K with the upside, swinging a very hot stick against a guy that will give up the long ball, so you can target him in that matchup. You're playing for the long ball, though. You're not playing for a 3-for-4 night. You're playing for 1-for-4 with, like, 2 Ks, a ground out, and a fucking 3-run home run. That's what you're playing for. So remember that when you get into it. A few other ones for you. You got Crush Bryant at 41. Nick Castellanos at 41. Nice values there versus Stroman. Lowe Kane slowly heating up. We want lefties versus Mikolas, but another 7 spot from Kane yesterday. Man, the X stats just show he's been so, so unlucky. He should be producing so much better than he has been. So keep that in mind. You got the Schwarbaum at 4K. I love Sam Travis's price of $4,000 in Coors. That is just, that should be a lock and load. His ownership should be through the roof if people are paying attention. That's just silly pricing. Silly. You got Eloy Jimenez at 39. Good GPP play. Franmil Reyes, great GPP play at 39. We mentioned lefties versus Turnbull. But the thing with Franmil, the Franmil, who hit two dongs on Sunday, we know he's playing for a home run or nothing. But so it doesn't matter lefty-righty. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter the splits at all because he's just swinging for the fences no matter who's pitching. But you get Turnbull, who struggled a ton, and then you get that really, really bad Detroit bullpen. So Reyes is in a great spot at 39 or GPPs. I like him quite a bit tonight for some value on this slate. A few other ones to take a peek at. There's going to be tons of options. Like you have Reyes and Demerite to Detroit if you need to get weird. JD Davis is down here if you need to get weird at 38. Avisel Garcia is 38, but I'm not running to play any of those for like now. Like Matt Joyce hit 5th yesterday. If they keep hitting him 5th, a great cheaper piece of an Atlanta stack. You know, 8 and 6 points in his last two. Not knocking the cover off the ball, but does show a little pop from time to time. It is hitter-friendly Rogers Center in Toronto. So at 3,700, he could be a value for you on this slate. Jason Hayward at 37 is as well. Jake Cave at 36, don't hate it. Randall Grichuk at 36. There's just a lot down here. Like a lot because it's such a deep slate. Harrison Bader's down here. Delino DeShields Jr. at 36 going up against the lefty Heaney could give you a little bit of upside as well. Lots and lots of stuff. So check your lineups. Like, heck, Justin Upton's down here. That's how bad he's been playing. Tyler Naquin's only 34 versus Turnbull. You can definitely take it back. Chris Davis went deep yesterday. He's 34 versus Montgomery. Maybe you can ride some more of that value. So yeah, tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff down here. So come check it all out. When lineups come out, come to the chats, the Discord, the Fantasy Sports Degens, all that good stuff. Let's recap your pitching real quick up top. Castillo, Corbin, Buehler, Verlander. If I have to pick one or two, it's Castillo, Corbin. In the middle, Pineda, Haney, Soroka, Shark. Give me all the Pineda. But it's risky if you have to pivot Haney. Or just drop down 6K or 6,500 and below. Plutko, Hauser, Montgomery, Smiley. Those 4K guys, though, have some big boy upside with all the risk in play. When you're stacking, there's going to be so many ways to stack on a 15 game. You obviously have Coors, both great spots. Boston has some nice cheap pieces there with Holt, Travis, and company. But the Nats, great pivot off of Coors against Baltimore. Phenomenal pivot. The Yankees will always be popular. Philadelphia as well. But like Oakland, you could go back to that well tonight if you want versus Montgomery. Don't mind that. Cleveland's interesting with no J-Ram anymore. I like Atlanta a lot versus Toronto. Big upside in that one. Detroit's a sneaky one in their matchup. And then other than that, you have some really good pitching, and you're going to have to pick and choose your battles there because there's a lot to like up top, but if you want to get real weird, you're going to have to really plant your flag and hope it sticks. BVP on this slate, we got a little bit here. Johnny VR, 7-for-13, 2 doubles versus Patrick Corbin. A few others like McNeil and Conforto have taken Darvish deep. Johnny Lucroy, 4-for-5 with a double off Stroman. Not much, not much. Jason Kipnis, 3-for-9 with a double and a homer off Turnbull. Just not a lot of history. But like Pena, Moustakas, Kane, Thames, Yelich have all homered off Mikolas. Dexter Fowler, 3-for-5 with a homer off Hauser. Tim Anderson, Adam Engel have homered off Pineda. Ryan Goins, 7-for-17, 3 doubles. Mentioned him as a potential punt. Max Kepler, 6-for-16, a triple and a homer off Giolito. Nelly Cruz, 4-for-9, 3 homers. Polanco, Rosario, and Jake Cave have all homered off of Giolito. Martin Maldonado, 7-for-13, a double off of Charlie Morton. That one surprised me quite a bit, actually. Austin Meadows, 1-for-3 with a home run off Verlander. Just talked about that. Alex Gordon and Jorge Soler both taking fires deep. Daniel Murphy, 5-for-9 with a double and a homer off Porcello. Desmond, 3-for-6. Brandon Belt, 8-for-21 versus Leak. Yastrzemski, Belt, Pilar, Bikra, Posey, have all homered off the leagues. The Giants have a 298 average, a 362 woba, a 213 ice over Mike Leake. Jake Lamb, 7 for 20, two doubles, a triple, and two homers off Samardzija. Avila, Ahmed, Marte have all homered off of Samardzija. As a team, they're hitting 292 with a 376 woba, a 233 ISO for Samardzija. David Fletcher, 7 for 17, three doubles off Mike Minor. Otani, Calhoun, Stassi, Trout have all homered off of Minor. As a team, they're hitting 292 with a 375 woba and a 195 ISO. So lots to target there. Willie Calhoun, Hunter Pence, Andrus, DeShields, Chu have all homered off of Heaney. Something to keep in mind as well. Other than that, like Navarez, 4 for 9, the double off Tanaka. Seager, 2 homers off Tanaka. That's it. Loaded 15-game slate. Loaded. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Again, join us at TheQuantEdge. Buy the NFL package for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba. Gets baseball free. I'm over there all the time. Also, fantasysportsdegens.com, the Slack chat there, bumping and going. Our boy MS Squared has been dropping soccer knowledge for today's UEFA Champions League action for the DFS stuff. He's been dropping it last night and this morning. So come get all that tasty goodness. We already got Dustin dropping college football knowledge in there for the Thursday slate. And then Robert Riggs dropped his first article at Fantasy Sports DGens last night. The keys to building the successful NFL DFS lineups based on the premium top priority winning lineups from last year. Like how many quarterbacks, tight ends, flexes. He goes through all of it. Great article. All kinds of chatter in the Slack chat about it. All the sports are discussed in the Slack chat. So come join us over there at fantasysportsdegens.com. Give a rating and review on iTunes. We'd much, much appreciate it. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 27th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.